This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Friday. Coming up, I'm going to be talking with J.D. Kendall, Executive Director of the Oregon East Symphony, and OES Board of Directors Vice President and Fundraiser Committee Member Sylvia Clausen. The two of them will be joining me this morning. That conversation will begin right after this, so stay with us.
Don't you just hate it when you wake up on a beautiful morning at a serene mountain lake and find a flat tire on your RV, your pickup, or boat trailer? Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto. Stop by and let us check your RV or boat tires, give you an honest assessment of the condition of your tires. We'll also check your wheel bearings and lights for free. If you need new tires, we have them in stock. By the way, how's your AC working? The summer heat's coming. Let's make sure you keep your cool this summer. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host, and joining me this morning is J.D. Kendall, Executive Director for the Oregon East Symphony and OES Board of Directors, Vice President and Fundraiser Committee Member Sylvia Clausen, and I appreciate you both being here this morning. And JD will be starting off our conversation this morning, telling us about what's coming up for the Oregon East Symphony. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, I wanted to talk about just what we have rounding out the rest of our season. It is rapidly coming to a close here, the first event that we have coming up is our Youth Orchestra Spring Concert, which is going to be taking place next week at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 18th at the Vert Auditorium. This is a free concert presented by the Oregon East Symphony Youth Orchestra under the direction of Education Director Zach Banks. It will also feature the beginner-level Preludes Orchestra, and it will also have students from the Symphony Strings After School Program. The Symphony Strings After School Program, that's a collaborative project between the Symphony and the Pendleton School District, where we teach fourth and fifth grade students we give them group beginner lessons on how to play either violin, viola, or cello. And by the time, the kids are finished with the program, they're more than ready to go join the Sunridge Middle School Orchestra and or the Preludes Orchestra. So it's a really great starter program. These are the future symphony musicians, and this is their season finale before they take a break for the summer.
Talk about the repertoire, what they'll be performing, JD.
Sure, the Youth Orchestra sounds better than they have in years, and I think if you haven't been to an Oregon East Symphony Youth Orchestra concert in a while, you will be very impressed with what these kids are playing. They're going to be playing Brook Green Suite by Gustav Holst. They're also going to be playing Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss. And this one was really fun because about a month ago, the kids, for one of their rehearsal sessions, they took a break from playing, and they all went out in the hall, and they had waltz lessons provided with them in order to, kind of have a better understanding of how to play the piece and the context around it. So that'll be really fun. They won't be dancing, obviously. They got to play their instruments, but they'll be playing that one with a lot of vigor. They'll also be playing In the Hall of the Mountain King. That's a definite favorite. You probably might recognize that from Disney's Fantasia. And then speaking of Disney, they'll round out their set by performing the piece We Don't Talk About Bruno, from the Disney film Encanto. So there's a really, really nice mixture of some extremely familiar tunes, some deeper classical cuts. It's a really impressive set of material. So definitely something you don't want to miss. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, no, you're probably going to talk about next. Then there's the beginner level, and I was just going to have you tell our listeners what's in store for the beginners.
Yeah, sure. The Preludes, that's the beginner level orchestra, and these are younger kids. Most of them are either straddling late elementary school or middle school. This year, the Preludes Orchestra is under the direction of our assistant concertmaster Viet Block, and with assistance from Aaron Story. So they're going to be playing a piece called Ronde, and I don't have the name of the composer on hand. Then they're also going to be performing a piece called Au Chaucon Farewell by the American fiddler Jay Unger. If you're a big fan of the Ken Burns documentaries, you will recognize this piece from the Ken Burns Civil War docuseries. It's really, a well-known contemporary fiddle piece, which in this case has been arranged for a student orchestra. Finally, they will round out their set by performing the Canadian folk song Land of the Silver Birch.
And then what do folks need to know as far as attending this Oregon East Symphony Youth Orchestra Spring Concert? Is there tickets involved? Is it free? What do they need to know?
It is totally free. We want to get as many people into the concert as possible to see the next generation of symphony musicians. But of course, we'll certainly take a donation. So you don't have to leave your checkbook at home if you don't want to. But of course, this wouldn't be possible without the support from different businesses and organizations within our community. And I really want to, thank them right now for their support, because there are certainly costs involved in terms of, renting out the BERT and promoting it. And then, paying the teachers that, produce, such wonderful results for our kids. This would not be possible without the Pendleton Rotary Club, Banner Bank Pendleton, Carolyn Frazier, who's one of our board members, Bill Taylor, who's a dear patron of the symphony, and of course the Wild Horse Foundation.
Now, we started this conversation talking about the Youth Orchestra Spring Concert, 7 p.m. next Thursday at the BERT Auditorium, but then students from the Symphony Strings Program will also present their end-of-year performance Friday at the Friday concert at the BERT Auditorium. Tell us more about that, J.D.
Well, they'll be at the that was a typo on my
talking. Oh, okay.
they will be at the Thursday concert at the Vert, and as I mentioned before, that's the collaborative program between the school district and OES. There is going to be actually an encore performance by the youth orchestra on Friday, though. It won't feature the Symphony Strings kids, just the youth orchestra and Preludes kids. They'll be performing Friday at the Pendleton Farmers Market. So that's another free performance. It'll be obviously a little more casual. The kids won't be wearing concert black. They'll be dressed in shorts and t-shirts. Granted, the weather cooperates, but that's just like a really fun way for the kids to round out the season, is just by having kind of a casual encore performance, and then get a lot of people who show up at the farmers market that aren't they aren't expecting it, and it's a very, very pleasant surprise, and it ends up reaching a lot of people.
All right. Well, there is much more to talk about this morning, talking with the Oregon East Symphony. We're going to take our first break, come back, and find out what else is coming up this summer, and there's a lot. So a quick break, back with more, so stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheaton, Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
May brings flowers and cash. The $25,000 Bingo Special on May 21st at Wild Horse Resort and Casino awards $1,000 per game. Doors open up at 9 a.m. for this paper and machine special session. Warm-up session begins at 11:30 a.m. Main session starts at noon. Seating is limited, and the pre-sales are for machine sessions only. Get tickets and buy-in info at wildhorseresort.com. $25,000 May Special Bingo on Sunday, May 21st at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back with J.D. Kendall, Executive Director of the Oregon East Symphony, and we'll be talking with OES Board of Directors, Vice President and Fundraiser Committee Member Sylvia Clausen in a bit also. J.D., wanted to talk about some of the other things coming up this summer. You got the Heroes Life coming up in June. Give us the details.
Yeah, Heroes Life, that is the season finale concert for the symphony, which will be taking place at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 10th at the Burt Auditorium. So this will be the adult symphony under the baton of Maestro Bo Benson, and he'll be returning to conduct a very virtuosic performance by the symphony orchestra. They will be performing the title work they're performing is called Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss. And for those of you who don't understand German, Ein Heldenleben means a hero's life. That's the title of the concert. And it's a massive romantic tome poem that depicts a hero's quest to vanquish his enemies, win the heart of his beloved, and commit to works of peace. And for Strauss, it was also very autobiographical. He, viewed himself as a hero, as I think we all do think about about ourselves. And so it's kind of a cool work because he quotes, other pieces within his repertoire, kind of depicting the composer as a hero. And then he also, has the points where he depicts his critics within the classical music scene of Germany as depicts them as his enemies. They're played by the bassoons in this piece. It's really cool. And like all Strauss pieces, it's really thick on the wind instruments. It's really challenging to play, but of course it's extremely satisfying and exhilarating to hear. So I would highly recommend you come and check that out. It will knock your socks off. And then to round out the program, we're going to be performing a piece by a contemporary African-American composer by the name of Quinn Mason, and this is called Inspiration Festive Overture. And Inspiration actually had its world premiere at the Texas Music Educators Association convention this past February, where our conductor was in attendance. His day job when he's not performing with the Oregon East Symphony is he's the director of orchestras in Waco, Texas. So he caught that this February and thought it was a fantastic piece. And this will definitely be the Pacific Northwest premiere of Quinn Mason's Inspiration. And I think it's the second performance happening worldwide. So not the world premiere, but the Pacific Northwest premiere. And that's really exciting that we have that on the program as well. This concert is like all of our large symphonic concerts, we offer free floor-level general admission thanks to support from the Pendleton Foundation Trust. Those tickets, as soon as the Youth Orchestra concert, which takes place on May 18th, as soon as that's finished, on our website we're going to have a list of places you can go to in the community to pick up those free-level tickets, be it the Rainbow Cafe or the Chamber of Commerce, Pendleton Center for the Arts, Heritage Station. We have about 20 partnering businesses and organizations in the community that carry those tickets. So you can grab those and have a seat. But of course, if you want to have a reserved floor or balcony seat, those are available for purchase from the Symphony office, and you can, you know, find those by calling us at 541-215-5650, or if you're on the internet, you can go to OregonEastSymphony.org, our website, and from there you'll find links that will take you to where to buy a ticket. And, of course, this concert would also not be possible without our supporters within the community, and I want to thank them for their support of this production, and that includes Tom and Patricia Wynn, Harry Dysom, who is one of our dear OES board members, the Blue Mountain Community Foundation, they're also a seasoned supporter, the Roundhouse Foundation, P Flag Pendleton, important to note that June is Pride Month, and AWS and Communities, another seasoned business sponsor.
All right. Well, also joining me this morning, I've introduced her a few times this morning, is OES Board of Directors Vice President and Fundraiser Committee Member Sylvia Clausen. Sylvia, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us how you got involved with OES.
Oh, my goodness. You have to go back a while. I moved to Pendleton in 1995 after having lived overseas for years. Serving as a classroom teacher and an ESL coordinator in the overseas program. And after coming here, I was a dear friend of Amy Bedford at the East Oregonian. That's how I originally came. Anyway, the long and the short of it, music is a passion. And coming to Pendleton was a little worrisome at first because I wasn't sure that music would be as available as I was hoping. But much to my joy, a symphony orchestra located in a small community is just more than you could wish for. So I became involved as a volunteer and had opportunity to serve in what was then called the Symphony Guild, which was a group of volunteers who cooked, passed out programs, tidied up after, all of the above. And for years I did that and eventually came to the time of serving on the board. And here I am.
Sylvia, how can folks get involved with OES as you have done?
Oh, there's so many opportunities. We have volunteers who usher at each performance. And if you're interested in doing that, contacting Sue Peterson, one of our board members, would be a great idea. Or you can go to the Symphony office, which is located in the ground floor of the Vert Auditorium building. And on duty is our office manager and director, Phyllis Jerome. And she could sign you up and give you a clear list of the opportunities. And we are always looking for helpers because this is a big job and it embraces people from all parts of our community. It always pleases me to see the diversity, not only in the players, but in the people who support financially, and even more importantly, with their time. It's one of those wonderful places where you can shine. There's always something that needs your help.
Well, every time we talk to the Oregon East Symphony, and especially when the executive director, J.D. Kendall, is on the program, you know, he always takes the time to thank the supporters. And I imagine there are still people out there that can get involved as with anything. And how would you, just take a moment, how would you describe the benefit they get for supporting Oregon East Symphony?
Well, to begin with, I'm one of the people who say, without music and art in our lives, there's a real emptiness. And at these times, more than any other time, the last number of years have helped us to realize that when you're not able to get together with friends, when you're not able to celebrate usual important days in your family or community's life, having music, having beautiful things to see will help you mentally to carry on. And I think I've realized that about myself. During the times where I wasn't able to go out like usual, I have a collection of classical music that carried me through. Favorites, we have wonderful sources. Even in our audio opportunities in this part of the world. Wonderful classical, wonderful light classical. On and on and on from your television, radio providers. There's so many sources. So I say music and art are essential to our well-being.
All right, well said. We're going to take a quick break and then come back, wrap things up with the Oregon East Symphony, so stay with us.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Are you ready to work on the yard? Zimmerman & Company True Value has the tools you need to get the job done. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got hose, soil, shovels. You know, I've got gardening gloves, knee pads. We've got the weed barrier cloth. We do have the plastic Visqueen stuff too, but most people do the cloth because it allows the water to go through, but not the weeds to come up.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Is your American flag old and tattered? Here's Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel on how you can properly dispose of an American flag.
One of the things that we can do to retire an American flag appropriately is by placing it with a veteran that has chosen to be cremated. That way the flag can be retired in a respectful and honorable way.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond, so purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit Van Service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning, talking with Oregon East Symphony and J.D. Kendall, Executive Director, and Sylvia Clausen, the Board of Directors Vice President and Fundraiser Committee Member. And J.D., in the few minutes we have left, there's another event coming up, and this sounds like a lot of fun, the Bach Yard Party. What is that?
Yeah, well, the Bach Yard Party, which I can probably let Sylvie talk a little bit about, since she's on the committee, This is our board-led annual fundraiser. It's going to be taking place at 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 17th, on the lawn in front of the Vert club room. So not the lawn, like right in front of the Vert building, but kind of that basement garden area before you go into the lower level where the office is and the Vert club room. That's where we're going to have this really wonderful outdoor event, with music and food. And merriment, and Sylvia, you're on the fundraiser committee.
You bet I am. And yeah, I'd like to share a little bit about this. When JD said the Bach yard party, we were trying to get a little musical twist on the title because we're seriously hoping that this becomes an annual event. All of the fundraising that goes into this particular event is going to be used for our youth programs to perpetuate and to encourage community participation, families who see the value in having their kids learn to play a musical instrument or to perform with their voice. This is all so critical. And this year we have the Tim Fetzer Charity Fund and the Pendleton Lions Club who have graciously donated seed money for us to get this event organized and rolling. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Kim Minthorn, the famous fry bread maker at Temuscaluk, and she serves during their meal times on the first Friday of the month and at most events, especially Roundup, to make this a special event. Anyway, we have live auction, we have music performance, and we have food available that will be served inside of the Vert Club Room. And tickets are available at Pendleton Art and Frame or the Symphony Office. If you buy now, they're $40 through the 10th of June. Those are the advance tickets. If you buy a ticket at the door, it's $50. So come on down.
All right, sounds good. Well, always plenty to see and do with the Oregon East Symphony. I want to thank my guest, J.D. Kendall, also Sylvia Clausen. And if you need more information, be sure to reach out to the Oregon East Symphony or check them out online at OregonEastSymphony.org. That's going to do it for this edition. Everybody have a wonderful day and weekend.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.